I'm joined now by Amy Barrett, Explore Minnesota. Morning, Amy.
Morning, Jay. Definitely. The temperature drops have been good for the fall leaves to change. We've got peak fall color across most of the state right now.
Yeah, I would say that are we at peak here? I mean, it kind of feels like if we're not, we're darn close.
Your turn is coming.
Okay.
It's close, but not quite peak in the St. Cloud area. So you have that to look forward to.
And we're definitely seeing a lot of color now. And because of the windy day we had yesterday, lots of leaves are now on the ground. So this is, you know, I guess the stretch, I don't know about you, but I got a very wooded lot. So it's going to take, it's usually two different times where I got to clean the leaves up. So I get the first run of it, and then we'll wait until probably November and then get the last group. So I think a lot of people here in central Minnesota will have that challenge over the next few weeks.
Well, it looks like from the DNR's Fall Color Finder map, which is posted online and updated every Thursday, that the St. Cloud area is at 50 to 75% peak fall color.
Okay.
But you are surrounded by peak fall color. So you could take off in almost any direction except west. The west part of the state is also lagging behind the northern and even the south central part of the state. So lots of fall road trip possibilities for anyone living in the St. Cloud area.
Yeah, for sure. The next couple of weeks should be great for fall colors, no doubt about it. Number of things to get to here, Amy. Lots of fall activities. You could do corn mazes, and we've got some corn mazes in our area. Tell me about one that's just down the road from us on Highway 23.
Oh, are you talking about the one in Foley?
Yeah, the one in Foley. Yeah, Stony Brook Farm.
Stony Brook Farm. That is an amazing story. They are vying for the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest corn maze in the world. They have 110 acres and 32 miles of pathways. They have a Halloween theme cut into the field, which you could see Halloween characters from the air. I mean, you can't see them as you're wandering through, but ton of fun. And they've got food trucks, and it would be fun for the whole family. So we hope that they get that world record because they're trying awfully hard for it.
Yeah, that'd be very cool. Tell me about some other ones. It looks like Shakopee's got a pretty interesting one there, too.
Well, one of the longest standing mazes is the one at Seaver's Corn Maze, and it's so much more than just a maze. The maze itself is always spectacular, but they've added so much to it. They've now got zip lines and a petting zoo and a kiddie train and an obstacle course. I mean, there's something for absolutely every age there. And so this year's theme is about farming and harvesting. So you can look for information about that on signs that are posted throughout the maze.
Okay. How about the Twin Cities Harvest Festival in Mays?
That one's in Brooklyn Park, a suburb of the Twin Cities. And if you have any soccer fans in the family, they have a Minnesota United theme this year. So the logo for the soccer team is what they've cut into their cornfield. And they have 15 Minnesota United team trivia questions hidden in the maze. So that's a fun new approach to it, too.
Yeah, that is different. So how do they have that set up?
Well, you might come around a corner and see a sign with a question about the team. And so you make your way through and you'll learn 15 facts about Minnesota United soccer.
Okay. Okay. So if you're looking for corn mazes, not just the ones we mentioned, you can find more of them at exploreminnesota.com.
Absolutely. Just look for that keyword corn maze. And you'll find lots of information about the hours, the prices, the locations, everything you need to know to plan a trip. And the NEA weekend is coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. So kids are going to have Thursday and Friday off of school. So parents looking for something to do with their kids would find lots of ideas on our Explore Minnesota website.
Yeah, good suggestion for sure. I think a couple of weeks ago we touched on it a little bit about apple orchards. Still, this is a good time of year to go and take advantage of those too, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. And there are so many of them. In fact, here's an interesting twist on an apple orchard visit. Many of them are located along our paved Minnesota State trails. So you could actually bike to an orchard and pack a backpack full of apples and then bike back to wherever you parked your car, get a little exercise in, work off some of those apple donuts that you might have indulged in at the orchard. So if you want to plan a trip like that, there are actually several opportunities. Check exploreminnesota.com for bike-friendly apple orchards.
So there's a festival happening in Wabasha. Is it Septoberfest? Sounds like this is kind of a take on Oktoberfest, but adding September in it.
That's right. It's because it goes on for 2 months and it's a wonderful fall festival. They have pumpkin displays all around town. Pumpkins are painted to look like characters. They're wearing outfits. They're very creatively presented. And so you can wander around town, look at those displays. While you're in town, you could visit the newly remodeled National Eagle Center, which is one of the treasures of our state. You can see live eagles close up. They're really spectacular when you see them. They're so big, so impressive. And you can learn more about their amazing eyesight, the amazing eagle grip that their claws have, and lots of interactive displays, two levels of displays right on the river. And on October 22nd, which is the Saturday of NEA weekend, they also have live music going on at Heritage Park, and they have a witch's dance Halloween theme performance at 1 p.m., all happening in Wabasha.
So what is a
witch? And there's so many other festivals. I mean, the list goes on, and a great way to find out about the ones that are coming up is to sign up for the weekly events e-newsletter that Explore Minnesota puts out. Just go to the website, sign up for events, and it'll just come right to your inbox when you're looking for something to do, somewhere to go. There's always lots going on across Minnesota.
How do you describe what a witch's dance looks like?
You're going to have to go
no
and find
idea.
Out.
No idea. Never heard anything like that. So
Doesn't it sound like fun, though? It's worth the trip just to find out.
Sounds pretty unique, no doubt about it. This is also a good time. I know it's getting a little bit cooler, but still you just put a jacket on and hiking, biking, still lots of great opportunities to do here in Minnesota over the next few weeks.
That's right. And we have an article on tips for hiking with kids and places to go that have short trails, that have paved trails that are stroller friendly. There's a storybook trail at Big Marine Park Reserve near Stillwater, north of the Twin Cities, where you see a page of the book on a sign, and then you have to hike a little ways to see the next page of the book. So the story progresses as you hike. It gives kids an incentive to go just a little bit further. So that's a fun idea to get kids moving. And then many of the state parks have fire towers. Mille Lacs Cathio would be one, which would be beautiful hiking anyway, but then there's that grand finale. You can climb the 100-foot fire tower and get a panoramic view of the fall color down below. And that's something that the kids might want to do. Mom and dad may not have the courage, but that's going to be a lot of fun.
And we still have a lot of family-friendly Halloween-themed activities. Minnesota Zoo has one. What is this?
Minnesota Zoo has been putting together a jack-o'-lantern spectacular for several years now, and they have 5,000 pumpkins. Imagine 5,000 pumpkins, and they continually have to refresh them. They're carved, they're glowing, and they're along a trail. So you go after dark, and you just see all these pumpkin faces. It's really incredible. If you look at the pictures on the website, you can see how colorful and exciting it looks. So that is going on through November 5th. You can go any night to see that. And Anoka, one of the northern suburbs of the Twin Cities, bills itself as the Halloween capital of the world. So they have their annual Halloween parade coming up, the Light Up the Night Parade. That's taking place on the Saturday, October 22, also during MEA weekend. So they'll have a bunch of floats. They'll have food trucks at City Hall. It's a fun annual tradition that draws people from all around.
And how about Boo at the Zoo? Is that up in Duluth?
Yes. Lake Superior Zoo up in Duluth has a great event for young kids where you have trick-or-treating with the animals. They have Halloween-themed animal treats, lots of different games and activities. That's taking place from 10 to 4 on Saturday the 22nd.
Okay, any other events or any other things that you wanted to touch on that are happening either this weekend or next?
Well, it's a great time to get outdoors. So, again, finding opportunities to go hiking, to get the bikes out, savor the last of this fall weather. And if you need any help figuring out where to go and what to do based on what your family particularly enjoys, just look on the Explore Minnesota website, exploreminnesota.com, or you can call one of our traveler counselors and just talk through what you'd like to do, and they can help put a trip itinerary together for you. Just call 888-VISIT-MN.
Okay, very good. Amy, thanks for the information as always, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right, you bet. Thanks, Jay.
That's Amy Barrett, Explore Minnesota, exploreminnesota.com. Find out about all the great things you can do in the state this weekend or next or beyond. There's still a lot of good things to do during the winter months as well, both inside and outside.